Timothy chapter 2, prayer, the world's largest and oldest wireless connection. Prayer is the link that connects us to God. Not praying because you don't feel fit to pray is like saying, I won't take medication because I am too sick. How clearly Paul exhorts us to pray. First of all, the beginning of the chapter resonates. First of all, pray. Today, more than ever, we need to pray. There are threats of a third world war. The pandemic is not really over. Diseases that were not diagnosed or treated during the last couple of years are now claiming their victims. There is a great moral confusion in society and a sad loneliness in the hearts of many. For all things, we must pray, but this chapter places a significant emphasis on interceding for the authorities and for many to be saved, verses 2 and 4. And I add, especially for our loved ones, that none of them be lost, but be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Don't know how to pray? Prayer is simply a two-way conversation between you and God. Prayer is not learned because it is a child's natural conversation with his father, with the certainty that it is our Father who is listening to us. Let us pray, first of all. Let us pray everywhere, and let us pray for all men. And how should we pray? Lifting up holy hands, without anger and disputing or quarreling or doubt in their mind. Verse 8.